This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A company that is laying sections of a new Russian-German pipeline says it is stopping that work. That's because of legislation signed by U.S. President Donald Trump, which threatens sanctions. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Trump on Friday signed the bill earlier passed by the Senate that provides for sanctions against individuals and companies involved in laying the Nord Stream 2 pipeline under the Baltic Sea from Russia to Germany. Now Switzerland-based Allseas has said in anticipation of the enactment of the National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, it suspended its Nord Stream 2 pipe lay activities. The U.S. has been an outspoken opponent of the pipeline, which will transport natural gas about 750 miles. Critics argue it would increase Europe's dependency on Russia for energy. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in Pakistan today sentenced to death a 33-year-old scholar accused of blasphemy. The trial lasted 6 years, mired by delays, one caused by the murder of a defense attorney. Junaid Hafiz was convicted of insulting the religious beliefs of Pakistani Muslims. His family and lawyers claim the counts against him were fabricated and resulted from politics at the university, where he was a visiting lecturer. The Independent Human Rights Commission of Pakistan expressed dismay at the court's decision. There were student protests today in New Delhi as demonstrators call for the withdrawal of a hugely controversial citizenship law, one that grants illegal non-Muslim immigrants from neighboring countries an easier path to Indian naturalization. It is the most serious show of dissent against Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government since he was elected in 2014. There have been 17 deaths since the protests began. To stay up to date with all the day's news, you can always go online to our website, voanews.com. There is also a mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Despite heroic efforts by firefighters, bushfires continue sowing destruction in Australia, and the deployment of emergency personnel is said to be the largest ever in the state of New South Wales. Phil Mercer reports for VOA from Sydney.
About 100 fires are burning across Australia's most populous state. About half are out of control. Residents in the path of a mega blaze near Sydney have been told it's too late to leave. They've been advised to seek shelter in a solid structure to avoid the heat of the flames. A heatwave has exacerbated the fire threat, while a long drought has made the ground tinder dry. There are emergency fire warnings in Victoria and South Australia, where already one person has been found dead and another left critically injured. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
President Trump is in Florida for the holidays, while the outlook for a Senate impeachment trial remains up in the air. Here's AP Sagar Meghani.
While it's expected to be sunny at his Florida resort, plans for the trial remain cloudy here in Washington. Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are at an impasse over procedures and perhaps new witnesses. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi so far is refusing to send the Senate the actual articles of impeachment.
We'll see whether House Democrats ever want to work up the courage to actually take their accusations to trial.
McConnell hosted the president's defense team for a walkthrough in the Senate chamber, where the president's eventually expected to be acquitted on both charges. Before leaving here, the president mocked one of the accusations against him, tweeting, "Nancy Pelosi is looking for a quid pro quo with the Senate. Why aren't we impeaching her?" Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. health officials are urging doctors to closely monitor patients with vaping-related lung illnesses, reporting setbacks and even post-hospital stay deaths. AP's Jackie Quinn has a report.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says out of 51 patients who suffered lung damage from vaping, 48 had vitamin C acetate in their systems. It's the thickening agent commonly used in THC vaping devices. There's also a warning that patients can get worse after they're released from the hospital, especially older vaping enthusiasts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There are serious questions over a massive suspected data breach at Facebook. Uncovered by a Ukrainian researcher, it is said to involve about 267 million users, most in the United States, and the release of such information as names, phone numbers, and unique user IDs. It is believed the information appeared on the open Internet for at least 10 days this month, beginning on December 4th. Gene Randall, VOA News.